السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Today, somebody sent me a short video about a girl has been tortured for 7 months by a woman in a Muslim country, in a holy land, for 7 months. All I'm thinking about it, only one topic. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever torture anyone with fire, Allah will torture him in Jahannam. It's finished. It's finished. How I can be a Muslim? How I can be a Muslim? Call myself a Muslim and torture a maid, or be rough or harsh to a maid? I remember when I was young, I was like maybe 4 or 5 years old, but I remember. My father, rahmatullah alayhi, we have a maid. And the maid was like maybe 14, 15 years old, from a farmer. And my mother just rough her a little bit. Just rough her a little bit, because whatever happened. My father, right away, he took the girl. He sent her back to the family, and he gave them a lot of gift. And even if my memory is correct, he helped her to get married. And when my mother tell him what happened, I remember my father said, he said, you want me to give you a maid and I go to Jahannam for you? What happened if you get rough with the maid, or she sleep in a bad manner, or she will not eat properly, or you overload her with work? This will be zulm. I prefer to help you to wash the floor, to do anything, but not to make a maid to come and we do any harm, and we will be doing zulm to her. Allah yirhamak ya abi, Allah yirhamak ya abi, Allah yirhamak ya abi. He was a very unique man, really. I have to tell you, he will not take that, and we never have a maid from this day. Not because he cannot afford it, he was so scared of having dhulm. And I remember today, I remember something amazing. Our Islam is amazing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Sahih Muslim and Bukhari, he said, a woman, she entered Jahannam. She entered hellfire. Why? What she did? For a cat. For a cat. She put the cat in a place and she refused to feed the cat. A cat. She put the cat hostage and she did not feed it until she died. The woman go to hellfire. In the other hand, a woman, baghiya meaning a sinner, big sinner, almost like prostitute. She walking in the desert. She get very thirsty. She find a well. She want to drink. By the time she finish, she find a dog looking at her, very thirsty. She said, he's suffering from what I'm suffering from. She take her shoes, she put it in a well, fill it with water, feed the dog, or let the dog drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so pleased with her for this action. He forgive all her sins. What we learn, my brother and sister in Islam, what we learn, Allah love rahmah. Allah love rahmah and love those who spread rahmah. And Allah hates zulm. He hates zulm. 333 verse in the Quran. 300 333 or 330 verse in Quran about Dhulma Zalimeen. We are in a blessing time. We blessing time. Do you know when you're stingy, you are a zalim. When you're not doing your duty, you are a zalim. When you do not bring your children in the right way, you are a zalim. Because amana. When you abuse your money, you are a zalim. When you abuse your time, you are a zalim to yourself. Read. Read the amount of verses about dhulm. Do you know all this mischief on earth? Because me and you are a zalim. Because we're supposed to carry the banner of Islam. We're supposed to spread Islam, spread justice, spread goodness, spread rahmah. When the Muslim do not live Islam and forget the message, because what is the message? To generate justice on earth, to spread justice and rahmah and hidayah in earth, we become sauce, boiled bread, and all we do, worry about myself, my family, my kids, even to the point I am doing dhulm to myself, my family, and my kids. What else do you want? What else do you want? And what happened to dhulm? Dhulm make you blind. Dhulm make Allah hate you. We refuse to seek knowledge. We refuse even to seek guidance from Allah. We refuse to share and be kind and have rahmah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Whoever do not have rahmah, Allah will not give him rahmah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is short. Reflect. Do the utmost. You won't know what's coming next. You won't know what will happen to you in the future. See what you're doing. See what you're doing. What you're spreading. From every aspect. Read the article about oppression. Read jail article. See what's going on. No mischief happening on earth without me and you are responsible when we do not do our job. We are supposed to spread goodness and forbid evil. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, do your utmost to spread justice. And you will never spread justice unless you have justice to yourself. You have to start with yourself. If you have it, you can give it. The one who doesn't have it, he cannot give it. And if you do not impact society, if you do not impact environment, let's cry. It's my fault and your fault. We do not have the quality. May Allah save us. Please, we are in a blessing time. Beg Allah and make dua for ourselves and the whole ummah and do whatever we can. Let's do whatever we can to spread goodness, to spread rahmah, to spread justice, to elevate the deen of Allah and alleviate the suffering of others. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Don't waste time. Don't waste a chance. Now we have 1 week left for Eid al-Adha. Do the utmost. We are short of many, many funds. Do your utmost to bring the smile in this day. Maybe Allah, inshallah, will smile to us. Let's spread rahmah and beg Allah to give us rahmah. And remember Aisha radiallahu anha, we said, Ya Rasulallah, we enter Jannah with our good deed. He said, no, with rahmah, Ya Aisha. She said, what about you? He said, even me. May Allah give us rahmah. If you look, what is the message? The message to imitate Allah, to imitate the quality of Allah. Allah loves those who imitate his quality. You remember the merchant? The merchant, he was doing a lot of sins. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, he said to Allah, I know I do not have good deed. Let me go to hellfire. He said, come, one thing between me and you. All the sin you did, this is yours. But one thing between me and you. He said, what is that? He said, you remember you are a merchant? When people come, they cannot afford it. You tell them, take the merchandise and don't pay. Don't worry about it. And those who take a loan from you, you forgive them. Why you did that? Why you did that? He said, Ya Allah, this is your quality. You are generous. And I try to imitate you. Allah replied. He said, and me, I forgive all your sins. Go to Jannah. Generosity versus stingy. Rahmah versus zulm. Choose which one you want to be among them. May Allah make us among the generous one, the kind one, the just one, the Rahim one, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us rahmah and make us a spread of rahmah. Do your utmost. The campaign of Eid is coming. Again, we are minus a lot of fund. Do whatever you can to make this a successful campaign for Sabilillah, to spread the smile over 100 and 100, maybe 1,000 of people, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And grab the opportunity. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Time is short. Do your utmost. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And by the way, please, when you look to the video I send you today about the elephant, if you watch one baby elephant fall down in the water, one elephant run to help, he or she make a lot of noise, another elephant came to the aid, another elephant is standing outside like, it's not my business. Subhanallah. Similar to us. We watching the whole ummah suffering, the whole mankind suffering, and we watching. You think we're not responsible? We crazy. We lost our mind. We responsible about everybody suffering in earth if we do not make an effort. Remember me. This Imam Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayh, he make a fatwa long time ago, almost 800 years ago. He said, if one Muslim die from hunger or suffering and the Muslim do not aid him, the whole ummah will be questioned about it. What about us today? We have a lot of cases. We have a lot of things to do. Be busy. Be busy. Do your utmost. Show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rahmah. Allah will show you rahmah. When I was studying the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one scholar in his book, he said, you want to know how Allah will deal with you? See how you deal with other. Don't ever forget that. You want to know how Allah will deal with your dunya and akhirah? See how you deal with others.